Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. If you're looking for a mental health podcast that just keeps it real and it's always something going on, you have definitely reached the right place. So welcome and thank you guys for joining me. As always, I appreciate my listeners. I truly do. Like, you guys really keep me going, whether you know it or not. And that's just something that just can't be replaced in my life. Like, I love my podcast. I love what I do. I love what I talk about. I love that people keep coming back because I feel like you guys can relate to me. And I appreciate that because in the times that I'm feeling lonely, I can always know that, you know, there's someone out there that's rooting for me. You know, if you're listening to my podcast because of hate, then you're wasting your time. But I truly feel a connection with my listeners, and you guys know who you are, even though I might not know who you are. But we're here, and I appreciate the energy exchange. I appreciate all the thoughts, the love, the light that you guys have been sending me, because it's been working. And I definitely have some updates for you, and it's something that I want to talk about. So, the first update, you guys, I got a job. No, seriously. So, I have a job now. I'm a receptionist at the convention center here in town, and it's the job that I wanted, actually. You know, when I saw it, I saw the job duties. I'm like, yeah, this is the job for me, and I got it. I don't know if you guys remember, I had the interview, I think, back in March, but it was like a complicated situation, and I wasn't able to be hired, you know, it's right on the spot. So I did the substitute teacher job in the meantime until I could find something more permanent. And, you know, I did get that job offer as a security guard overnight, but I didn't take it because it just wasn't going to work with my family. And I didn't want to put that stress on myself. And last week, he reached out to me, had me come in, offered me the position. And then, you guys, the craziest part about it all is that he offered me the position. He said that it would be part-time for the first 90 days. Now, I never heard of this type of policy before. I have heard of, like, a 90-day probation period just to see if you fit, but not you work part-time for 90 days and then we'll switch you over to full-time. So I'm like, I talked to my friends and I talked to Tabitha and we came to the conclusion like, no, 90 days is a long time to work part-time. So I said that I was going to ask for, you know, like a 6-week evaluation just to see if I fit with the team and if my skills are up to par as to what he's looking for. And you guys, I asked him about that on my second day. And I'm just so proud of myself for just putting myself out there. That's, you know, I do this podcast and people think that I'm just like an outgoing person and I'm always loud and fun. And well, you guys might not think I'm that fun. But, you know, you think that my personality is one that asserts myself, and that's just really not it. But I did take notes and was just like, you know, can we do a 6-week evaluation? So at the end of the day, I'll be starting part-time next week. Well, this week, actually tomorrow. I'll be starting full-time tomorrow. So instead of a 3-month, 90-day probation of part-time, I worked a week, and now I'm full-time. So that's crazy to me. Like, I'm just super thankful. Like, it's been a roller coaster, and I appreciate you guys for sticking with me. I know I've been super emotional. I've been in a negative headspace for a while, but I get to see my therapist next week. I'm so happy. But you know, despite all of that, at the end of the day, things have worked out for me, and I'm truly thankful. The job is very flexible. It's going to be a salary position, so it's no clocking in and clocking out. And they're working with me. I can come in at 8:30 just to make sure my son gets on the bus in the mornings. I set up a time for him to go home, so all of that is good to go. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. Like, truly, truly grateful. Like, no, it's not the end position that where I want to be. I know what I'm working towards, but it's definitely a start. And I'm happy about it. Like, I really didn't know how things were going to go in the next few months, especially with school about to be out. The substitute teacher job is just temporary. So everything worked out for my good, and I'm thankful. I can't say it enough. I truly am. And that kind of, like, brings me to what I want to talk to you guys about today. And that's just the act of desperation. You know, I was getting to a point where I was just desperate. And I feel like, honestly, my whole life has been one desperate act. You know, like, I've never been the one to have a lot of options. So I would always take the first thing that I can get. And after reading Can't Hurt Me and reading other books and stuff, it's just like, why settle for the first thing that you can get? If it's not gonna work for you, it's just not. No matter how you try to manipulate it, no matter how you try to make it look pretty, you know, put lipstick on it, it's still gonna be what it is. You know, and sometimes we have to just take things for face value. Like, if you know that this is gonna put extra stress on you, if you know this job is not feeding you mentally, emotionally, but it's just draining you, that's a sign that it's just not for you. If I would have took that security position that I was first offered, I would have had to quit, because I definitely would have took this one. And that's not a good position to put the company in or yourself in. And then I also would have been working overnights, which I'm not a nighttime person. I like to sleep at night. So I don't think that would have worked out anyway. And I would have had to figure out a lot of other factors, like, you know, my kids and where would they be overnight and going back and forth. It would have been a lot for me. But things worked out the way that they needed to work out. No, it didn't look how I wanted it to look. It wasn't on the timing that I wanted to be. You know what? Now that I just said timing, everything truly happens for a reason. Because if I would have got hired for this job back in March, I never would have been a substitute teacher. I never would have revealed my calling to be a school counselor. So this was, like, truly meant to be. Like, that's crazy. That is amazing, really. Like, I discovered my calling in this time frame. I just had to take a moment to just think about that, because that's amazing, because I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that because I love those kids. Like, in that short time that I was a substitute teacher, it did awaken a passion in me. And I'm just so thankful. Like, man, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that until just now. But things truly did work out the way they needed to work out. And sometimes we see the vision, but we don't see the path. You know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. But how you get there, it doesn't always look the way that you want it to look. And that's just the truth. But take it as a moment of learning more about yourself. You know, every struggle is callousing your mind and giving you, like, the armor to do the things that you need to do in life. Like, it's so many times that I wanted to give up. Like, you guys, y'all know my emotions have been up, down, around, and around. Like, it has been a crazy time, but just thinking about it now, I'm just thankful for it all because I've discovered more about myself and my limits and boundaries and my own expectations, you know, and I'm constantly learning. That's one thing that I truly can appreciate about myself is that I'm a self-reflector. Like, it may be hard sometimes. It may be difficult to have conversations with myself about things that I do, but I do take the time to do that. You know, and you should too. Like, some of the decisions that we make, we have to just sit in the bed that we made. We have to lay there and take it because it's no one's fault but your own. Just like last night, this is so crazy, but last night, so I didn't get much sleep the night before. I only got like 2 or 3 hours because Kenton was up all night and then I had to go to work. So I'm missing my purse right now. Like, I don't know where it's at. I don't remember if I brought it home or not. And I just been upset. Like, I wanted to cry last night, but I couldn't even cry because it's my own fault. You know, just being a little careless and not paying attention. You know, maybe it got stolen out of my van. I don't know right now. I do need to look at work. But I wanted to cry so bad. Like, I wanted to just scream and cry. But I couldn't even force a tear out my eyes. And I think it was my subconscious like, you did this to yourself. You need to do better. You know, and sometimes that's just what it is. It's no feeling sorry for yourself. It's no playing the victim because you did this to yourself. And I think I've told you guys this. When it comes to accountability, there's no victims. You know, you have to be accountable for your actions and your actions alone. But anyways, that just went a totally different way than what I was planning on saying because I've tried to record this episode. This is my third try. And it's like every time that I talk about stuff, I reveal something else. And it's just wild how my mind works sometimes. But you guys, thank you for dealing with me. Sometimes I get tired of myself. I'm like, oh my God, Katrina, just get your shit together. Like, why do you have to make things difficult for yourself? And I don't know the answer. Like, I don't know why I'm still going through things at 36. I don't know why I don't have all the answers, why I'm not in a better position in life. But truly, my path has been something different. And I'm just thankful. I truly am. Because it can always be worse. And I'm reminded of that everywhere that I go. You know, things could be worse. I see people walking. I see people homeless. I see people strung out on drugs. I see people who don't have a good relationship with their kids. I see people who are not happy with themselves. I see people who are, you know, struggling emotionally and in situations that they don't want to be in. But at the end of the day, here I am standing strong and I'm just so proud of myself because it could be worse. You know, it doesn't always have to look pretty. It doesn't always have to get have that razzle dazzle, that sparkle. But, you know, me and Tab was talking last week. Sometimes it's something that you just can't explain. You know, that je ne sais quoi. You know, something that's it's just there. It's just in you. You don't know why you don't give up. You don't know why people always come to you and reveal things to you. Or why kids open up to you or open up to me. Like, I don't know why these things are happening. But that's just how it is. And sometimes you just have to take inventory of your life and just be thankful and grateful for the journey. Because without that journey, there would be no lessons. Without failures, there would be no successes. You know, when someone is creating something, they don't just create it overnight and boom, there it is. They have to fail before they get it right. No matter how many years it takes, I'm not giving up on myself and my dreams and the things that I want to accomplish. Like, even if I'm 77 and I'm a school counselor, well, damn it, I made it, you know? Like, seriously. Like, seek fulfillment, seek happiness. Because no one else can do those things for you. And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a fulfilling life. You deserve to, you know, be treated the way that you want to be treated. Like, I know that I'm a good person. I know that I've made some shitty decisions. And I know I made hella mistakes. But the core of me will always be a good person. And no one can take that from me. And that's why I feel like life always shows up for me. You know, no matter what I go through, I've had people show up for me that I didn't even know would. And I'm just thankful. Like, it's an amazing feeling when you know that your hard work is paying off. But anyways, you guys, I don't want to keep you all day because I could. And I'm probably going to make another episode before the week is out because I got more things to say that I didn't even get to today. And I just appreciate you guys. I know that sometimes it's like, dang, when is she going to cheer up? She's just negative. But you guys understand me and you love me anyway. So what more can I ask for? Like, I truly appreciate you guys. Like, I can't explain it. I'm just full of gratitude right now. And you are appreciated. You are loved. You are adored. And I'm hoping for the best for all of us, you know? But anyways, you guys, I gotta get ready for work. And I hope that you guys have an excellent, great day. Just keep being amazing. No matter what life throws at you, no matter how many haters is out there, just keep being yourself and keep just being the authentic you, because no one can take that away from you ever. And if you guys need me, you can always reach out to me, singlemomwithdepression, number2@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Spotify, or Apple Music, my Instagram name is, it's your girl Katrina, itzyagirlkatrina. And follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you guys. And follow my Facebook page, it's Single Mom with Depression Podcast. You can find me on those platforms. I appreciate you guys so much. Like, you just don't even know. Well, you do know, because I tell you all the time. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 988. No one will know you called. You know, if you need that extra support, don't be ashamed to reach out for help, because that's what they're here for. And that's why I'm here. So if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always here for you guys. I'm just a click away. I'm always here. I appreciate you. I love you. And until next time, peace.